How's it, guys? How are you guys doing? Welcome to this week's episode of The Balanced Mind. My name is Dion Bicycle, and I am so happy you are here with me today. By tuning in, show that you want to live with a purpose and a clear thinking. You want to make good choices for your life, and that is good. Well done. On today's show, we've been talking a lot about taking care of our bodies, right? We talk about food, water, sleep, and exercise. We also talk about feelings, handling stress, and telling people no when we need to. It is great to care for our bodies and our hearts. But today we are talking about something completely different, but it's very real being part in our lives. It is something people forget, but it is a massive secret to a long-term happiness. We are talking about keeping your mind active and healthy. When you hear the word intellectual, what do you see in your mind? Most people think of school, professors in fancy jackets. They think of a huge textbook and people solving hard mathematics on the blackboard. We often think you have to be a genius to have top grades and to have a healthy mindset. We think, well, that's not really for me. I left school years ago and my learning days are done. Well, today we are proving that idea wrong. You see, a healthy mind has nothing to do with school, degrees, or good grades. School has an end date, but learning does not. Having a healthy mind just means making it a habit to stretch your brain. It means staying curious. It means trying new fun activities that make you think. It is not about what you know. It is about how you look at the world. Anyone can do it, no matter your age, your job, or your background. Think of your mind like a muscle in your body. Imagine if you don't broke your arm and keep it in a sling for 2 months. What happened to that arm? The muscle gets small and weak. When you take the sling off, your arm is stiff and cannot lift basic items. But your brain works exactly the same. If you do not use it, you lose the strength. We do the exact same thing every day, waking up at the same time, driving the same route to work, doing the same easy tasks, and watching TV, the same TV shows over and over, and our brains get lazy. The brain goes on autopilot because it does not leave what you're doing. Or let me take it, in other words, your brain goes on autopilot because it does not have to work. It does not get challenged to do something new. Keeping your mind active is the cure. It is like a gym workout for your brain. It keeps your thinking sharp, helps you solve daily problems easily, and makes life feel exciting again. Your brain can actually change and grow your whole life. Scientists show to think your brain stops growing when you become an adult, but that's not true. Now we know that is totally wrong. Your brain changes based on what you feed it. When you learn a new skill, read a book, or try a new hobby, your brain grows new connections. You are physically building a stronger mind. An active mind also helps everyday part of life. If your mind is weak, it hurts your feelings, your job, and your health. Let's look at your feelings. Have you ever felt deeply bored for weeks or months? When your brain has nothing to do, it does not just stay still. It gets restless. An underused brain starts to look for problems. It starts to overthink. It starts to worry and create anxiety out of nothing. Without a fun project or something to learn, your mind will obsess over small worries. It will make you feel insecure or make you repeat past mistakes in your head. Boredom is a huge cause of stress and bad moods. By giving your brain interesting puzzles to solve, you stop those negative thoughts. You give your mind a goal to reach, which can make you calm. There is also a big link between a sharp mind and your job. The work world changes fast. New technology come out every day. The skills you've used 5 years ago might not be enough to keep your mind for the five years from now. If you hate learning, you will view change with fear and anger, and you will get stuck. But if you love to learn, change is not scary. It becomes an exciting opportunity. You become a valuable worker because you can master new tools before anyone else. You stop worrying about the future because you know you can adapt to anything. Even your physical health is tied to your mental fitness. Science shows that keeping your brain busy keeps it healthy as you get older. Working on hard tasks builds a backup system in your brain. This backup system helps your brain stay sharp even when you get old and face stress. Keeping your mind busy today protects your memory and your freedom for the future. So what does a person with a healthy mind actually look like? What habits should we build? First, we have an open mind. They are happy to say, you know what, I don't know today. But today, people want fast, simple answers to answer everything. But a healthy mind is okay with not knowing right away. They see a new project as an invitation to explore. not as something to be scared about. People do not need to be right all the time. Changing their minds when they learn new facts is a sign of growth and strength. Secondly, a healthy mind looks different to the points being discussed. It is easy to only talk to people who agree with us. Social apps are made to show us things we already like. This creates a bubble that makes our brains lazy. An active person steps out of their bubble. They do not just tolerate other opinions, they try to understand why people think that way. They listen to understand, not just to fight back. Finally, they love lifelong learning. They view the whole world as a classroom. It could be learning to cook a new meal, finding out something about history of a local building, learning a new computer program, or seeing how a car engine works. Everything is a lesson. So I want you to take a moment and check on your own mind. Look at the last few weeks. Have you given your brain fresh, exciting things to do? Or has your brain been on a lazy autopilot mode? Remember, a healthy mind is not quiet and still. It is alive and it wants to grow. Now that we have redefined a healthy mind as an active, accessible pursuit for everyone, let's unpack exactly how to build it. To make this practical, we are going to explore three core pillars of brain power, namely curiosity, clear thinking, and creativity. By keeping our language simple and directly focused on real life, we can easily show how these three pillars as daily exercises for a healthy mind. Let's step away from the high level of fancy terms. Instead, we will explore some simple choices that anyone can make now to strengthen their daily thinking power and protect their long-term memory and build a highly adaptable lifestyle. As we're going to complete the second part of our show by looking at each pillar step by step. So let's look at pillar one. That is the curiosity and learning part of our brain. Let's begin with the first pillar, curiosity. Think back to when you were a young child. Children were absolute powerhouses of mental health. When they are entirely fueled by a natural curiosity, they want to know why the sky is blue, how ants build their houses, why water feels wet, and where the sun goes at night. They are not afraid of asking silly questions. And they are not, they don't feel embarrassed about knowing how things work. As we grow older, society drains this curiosity out of us. We are taught to focus only on speed, productivity, and staying in your own lane. We start focusing on facts that are directly necessary for our jobs, and our daily survival. We stop asking why and we start asking how fast can I get this done? We trade our deep childhood wonder for a false sense of adult certainty, assuming that we already know enough to get by. To revitalize your mind, you have to consciously reawaken the childhood curiosity. Learning new things is the best antidote to a lazy brain. It requires you to intentionally step outside your professional bubble and explore subjects purely on the joy of knowing. This doesn't mean you need to enroll in a formal degree or buy heavy textbooks. It can be as simple as changing your media diet. If you always watch romantic comedies, try watching a documentary about deep sea marine life. If you always read historical fiction, pick up a book on space or basic psychology. Look for everyday things that create tiny spark of interest, and then choose to follow that spark with 5 minutes of reading or listening. The key here is variety and exploration. When you learn something entirely new, your brain does something beautiful. It forms new pathways. It creates fresh connections between the neurons, increasing your brain's flexibility. This mental training is incredibly powerful. You might find that the concepts you learn about in the gardening book unexpectedly help you solve a complex management problem in your own office. Curiosity expands your mental toolkit, giving you a wider array of tools to understand the whole world. To make curiosity an easy daily habit, you can use a method that we call micro-learning. This is a method that is perfect for busy people because it does not require you to clear your schedule. It just means spending a tiny pocket of time, about 15 minutes every day, on a brand new subject. Think about your normal day and where you can find 15 minutes. You can listen to an educational or audio track or an alpha podcast while you are driving or riding on to work in the morning. You can read 5 pages of an informative non-fictional book right before the shift shuts off the lights and go to sleep. You can open a simple language app and learn 5 new words while you wait for your morning coffee or tea to brew in the kitchen. It does not need to be complex. It needs to be simple. On their own, 15 minutes might not seem like a lot of time. It feels like a drop in the ocean. But if you do this every day, those small pockets of time compound over a full year into nearly 100 hours of active learning. This constant daily practice acts like fresh fuel for your mind, keeping your brain fast, flexible, dynamic, and completely ready to handle any sudden change that life throws your way. Now let's look at pillar number two. Pillar number two is thinking and or clear thinking and mental flexibility. So, we live in an era. We live in an era that has been named the Information Age. At no other time in human history have we had such instant, easy access to data. With a few taps on a microphone, you can access millions of articles, videos, opinions, and papers. But this accessibility comes with the dark side. We are completely overwhelmed by digital noise. In the modern world, a healthy mind requires you to transition from a passive consumer of information to an active evaluator of information. This is where your clear thinking comes in. Clear thinking is the disciplined practice of actively analyzing and evaluating information rather than simply accepting it at face value. It means refusing to believe something just because it is written on a screen, shared by a friend, or miracles you with immediate feelings. When you scroll through your social media feed or read a news headline, your brain naturally wants to take the path of least resistance to save energy. It wants to believe things that align with what you already think. It feels every cozy, safe, and only look at things you agree with, but it makes your brain incredibly stiff and rigid. Clear thinking forces you to pause and ask deeper questions. You wrote the piece, or let's say, who wrote this piece of news? What is their hidden motive? What real evidence supports this claim? Is there an alternative perspective that I'm missing? Or you can ask, am I believing this story simply because it makes me feel good or validates my immediate anger? Develop clear thinking requires a high degree of mental flexibility and humanity. This humanity is a simple recognition that your knowledge is limited. Your perspective can be flawed and you are fully capable of being wrong. It is a willing to hold your beliefs up to the light and step back and examine that objectivity without letting your ego get in the way. A fantastic way to practice this pillar is to intentionally read an article or listen to a podcast from a source that disagree with the deeply held beliefs of your own. Don't consume it with the goal of fighting back, finding flaws in their argument, or providing that they are tired. Consume it with genuine goal of understanding why an intellect, rational human being could see the issue so differently from you. This practice doesn't mean you have to change your core values, but it prevents your mind from becoming rigid and fragile. It builds a robust intellect that can navigate complexity with grace, ensuring your opinions are based on real facts rather than just empty emotions. We are moving right into the third part of our show today, and we're going to start this segment. We need to finish looking at the final core pillar of a healthy mind, which is creativity and problem solving. Just like the word intellectual, the word creativity is often weighed down by heavy misconceptions. We tend to think creativity belongs solely to painters, musicians, novelists, and designers. If we can't draw a straight line, paint a canvas, or play an instrument, we proudly declare, you know what, I don't have one creative bone in my body. This is a tragic misunderstanding that limits our mental growth. Creativity is not the rare talent reserved for the elite artistic class. It is a fundamental human capacity. At its core, creativity is simply the process of bringing something new into existence or connecting existing ideas in unique ways. It is a way of thinking, a method of daily problem solving, and a critical component of a healthy, vibrant mind. When we engage in a creative task, you activate different regions of your brain and force them to communicate with one another. The mind playfulness is incredibly stimulating, pulling your brain out of the lazy autopilot routine. Creativity can manifest in almost any area of your life. It is creative when you look at a fridge full of random ingredients and figure out how to cook or what to cook and how you can cook a delicious meal without a recipe. It is creative when you rearrange the furniture in your living room to optimize light and space. It is creative when you come up with a funny game to keep your kids entertained on a long car drive, or when you find a unique way to organize the messy spreadsheet at work. To nurture this pillar, you must give yourself permission to engage in low-stakes creativity. This means creating things purely for the sake of the process, with no attachment to the final product and no pressure to make it perfect. Paint the picture and throw it away. You don't need to keep it. Write a poem that no one will ever read. Write or build something with blocks. Practice photography on your phone. Or try a small woodworking project. Just something to be creative. It will do you the world of good. When you remove the pressure of perfection and the need to external validation, creativity becomes a joyful sandbox for your brain. It frees you from the rigid constraints of logic and line of thinking, allowing your mind to wander, daydream, and innovate. Creative thinkers are inherently better problem solvers because they don't get stuck when a conventional method fails. They have the mental way to dream up entirely new paths forward in their career and home life. Now that we have covered the three pillars, which is curiosity, clear thinking, and creativity, we have to look at the massive obstacle standing in our way in the modern world. It is not enough to know how to build a strong mind. We must also understand the specific mental habits and cultural traps that act as a direct brain drain on our daily well-being. We live in a world that is constantly trying to steal our attention, make our thinking lazy, and lock us into comfortable routines. The first major trap is the rise of short video forms, content and endless scrolling. Today we are constantly fed up 10-second video clips, quick text updates, and flashy images. This style of media gives our brain instant reward without making us do any mental work. You're not thinking about it. When you spend hours scrolling through these feeds, you are training your brain to only look at things that give immediate satisfaction. This completely destroys your attention span. It makes it incredibly difficult to sit down and read a book, listen to a deep conversation, or focus on a hard problem at work. Your brain gets used to constant changing every few seconds. And when you try to do something that requires slow, deep thought, your brain gets restless and demands a distraction. This is a massive drain on your mental fitness, because deep thinking requires time, silence, and a steady focus. The second trap is that we call the echo chamber. Because how modern technology and phone apps work, we are only shown news, articles, and opinions that match that what we already believe. The algorithms are built to keep you happy and engaged, and they know that showing you things you disagree with might cause you to close the app. While this feels very safe and cozy, it creates a massive bubble around your mind. Bubble. It creates a bubble around your mind. When you never see a different point of view, your brain stops exercising its critical thinking skills. Your mental muscles get soft because your beliefs are never challenged. You start to think that the world is simple, black and white, and that anyone who thinks differently than you must be wrong or foolish. This destroys your mental flexibility and makes your mind incredibly fragile. I also just want to add in a story. Many times when we do disagree with someone in values, people tend to say, but you're stupid or you're dumb, because that's not the way to do it. So they refuse to see another opinion. But if you get in a conversation like that, just realize, okay, this person is not willing to listen to another point of view. Don't think it's your fault. Don't put the hat on your head saying, you know what, I'm the wrong one. You are not wrong. It is just the other person would not allow you to express your opinion or your view. And then many people would go ahead and say, okay, so because your opinion or view is different, we're not going to be friends. Or they say something like, if you don't drink or smoke, then we won't be friends. That's not maturity, people. Just because my intellect and my knowledge is different than yours does not always say, okay, from the start, we won't be friends. We can be friends, and we can have a good relationship with family members, although we can disagree on knowledge. We need to give them space, and we also need to be patient, but also be wise to not spend time with someone would not give you the time of day. If they already draw a line because the views are different, it's on them, it's not on you. So don't waste time on people who don't want to listen to you and don't value your point of views. Just be careful that you don't waste extra energy on someone who is not even interested in listening to who you are or what you believe. And try not to get into an argument, because remember, it's not your job to make them believe what you believe. They will need to learn on their own. They need to open their emotional, not emotional, but intellectual wellness. They need to open that up in, to grow. We can't choose them. We can't make that choice for them and say, okay, you need to grow. We can't say that because we're not in the body. We can't make the choices for them. So, just be on the lookout not to waste energy where it won't be, where it's not needed and also not asked for. We have completed a long journey together today. We started by looking at what a healthy mind really means. We learned that you do not need a college degree or top school grade to have a sharp brain. Next, we looked at the core pillars of the brain power, which are curiosity, clear thinking, and creativity. We also look directly into the mirror to face the big problem or the big modern traps of phone scrolling and lazy autopilot routine and that digital noise. Now it is time to build your professional action plan. Knowing these facts means absolute nothing if you do not actively practice them. We want to move away from talk and change your daily lived routine and reality. To build a sharp, active and strong mind, you do not need to rewrite your whole life. You do not need to quit your job or spend hours a day doing heavy duties or not really duties but heavy study duties. A healthy mind is a built through very small, easy and consistent daily habits. I like to call these habits micro challenges. These are tiny, intentional shifts in your daily choices that stretch your brain power without breaking your busy schedule. Before we look at the specific steps, we need to talk about your daily mindset. You need to view your life like a fun discovery project. Walk through the world with your eyes wide open, constantly looking for easy ways to learn, create, and think. Do not wait for interesting facts to be handed to you. Seek them out on purpose. Protect your daily attention fearlessly and be the boss of what you want to allow into your head. Let's break down the practical mind road map into four simple, clear steps that you can start practicing today. So let's look at step one, and that is clean up your digital food. The first step in your plan is to completely change your digital diet. We need to stop sitting passively and soaking in low-value entertainment. Instead, we must move toward active, useful information that helps us grow. Start by doing a complete digital cleanup on your phone. Check your social media feeds. Look at the accounts you follow every day. ask the main question. Does this video leave me feel happy, smart, and curious? Check your mood. Does the post make you feel anxious, angry, or tired? And unfollow the junk. If your account trades in gossip, fighting, or sadness, delete it immediately. There is no growth in that. Replace the bad habits with high-value alternatives. Look for longer videos and deeper articles. Long content is the ultimate medicine for a broken attention span. Instead of reading a short, angry post online about a big issue, go find a full article or a book on a topic. Make reading a daily habit before you go to sleep. Remember your small habit rule. You do not need to read an entire chapter every day. Start by reading just 10 pages of an informative book every single day. 10 pages is a beautifully small, easy goal. It will make it less. It will take you less than 15 minutes of your daily time. But if you keep doing it every single day, those small numbers will add up. You will reach about 300 pages in a month. That means you will finish 10 to 12 books in 1 year. Imagine how much your vocabulary and your ideas and your daily thinking will grow in just 1 year from simply 15 minutes reading books. The second step is practice and focus the brain games. The second step is to build your mental strength through deep focus and fun brain exercises. Deep focus is sitting down to work on a task without a single distraction around you. In our modern world, the power to focus is becoming very rare, which makes the total superpower less. Let's set aside the small blocks of time during your day. Even if it is just a simple or a single 45-minute block, where you do not have a heavy thinking task with zero screens around you. Remember, that's very important. Because turning your phone off is putting it in another room, out of sight, so that you can focus on something other than the screen. Closing your internal tabs that keep on running in the back of your head. Locked into the work, focus on one single goal without stopping and just looking at your phone for a notification that causes a stop. We need to get away from that to grow our focus. And also, we need to try hard skills. Use this time we focus to learn a language, a practice, or something new, or a new instrument, like if you want to, woodwork, you want to try out something new. That's good, that's fun, because your brain is growing. In addition to focus blocks or these focus times, bring playful brain games into your weekly routine. You do not need to buy fancy mobile app for this. Traditional puzzles are amazing for keeping your memory sharp and your skills strong. Spend your time solving crossword puzzles or Sudoku, or even chess games or card games with your family. It's also very good for your brain. You can also try new skill challenges. Pick a hobby that you have absolutely no experience with. It could be juggling, basic computer coding, knitting, sketch drawing. Spend just 10 minutes a day practicing it. When you focus your brain to learn new movements or understand completely new rules, you force your mind to grow new paths. You are physically building a stronger, better brain. Our third step is about waking up your creativity habits. As we learned earlier, creativity is a vital pillar of the healthy mind, but it requires you to play without being afraid of judgment. To bring creativity back into your life, start with small projects on the weekend where you do not care about the final result, like a new recipe, you know, and cook a whole meal where you can also play with spices and see what works and what doesn't work. Why don't you just write a journal, maybe? Put your thoughts onto paper. And also, when you do this, forget about the rules. Color outside the lines, so to speak. Sit down with a piece of paper and look at an issue. Draw it out the problems and brainstorm three separate yet unique ways to fix the problem by using tools you already have in your home or what you know you can do. Treat a problem like a fun game designed to test your skills by training your mind to look for creative answers. You build immense confidence that will help you in every single area of your career and life. The fourth step is all about an action plan, and it is the most important one. It is the practice of saving blank spaces and quiet time for your brain. You can read all the books in the world and learn 20 new skills, but if you do not give your mind time to rest, your brain will burn out, and that we do not want on the balanced mind. True health will slip away. We need to intentionally schedule moments of complete silence into our busy days. Try the silent commute challenge, where you turn off the radio, put away earphones, do not call friends or text them. And also, you can travel quietly. And this is where your surroundings be your only input. You need to be in the moment. Let your mind wander whenever it wants to go during that time. At first, the silent practice might feel incredibly uncomfortable. You might feel a sudden urge of boredom, or you might feel a strong itch to grab your phone to check messages. Sit with that discomfort and breathe. Boredom is the fertile soil where deep thoughts and fresh ideas can grow. So, as we bring this episode to a close, let's look back on the big picture, what we've learned across four segments today. A truly balanced mind is not a static, still, and quiet place. It is a living, moving system that needs growth, curiosity, and daily movement. In segment one, we broke the myth that intellect is only for geniuses and professors. We proved that mental fitness belongs to everyone and directly shields our body from stress, anxiety, and memory loss. we talked about three pillars, naming the curiosity, clear thinking, and creativity. We've learned to ask questions like a child, ask the facts we see online, and find joy in trying new things. We also face the modern enemies of focus, like short videos and mental bubbles, and learn to protect our attention. And today, in segment 4, we build our practical roadmap, choosing digital cleaning, focus blocks, time blocks. We just give up time, our brains a break, and easy habits, and quiet silences is very important. You have all the power you need to step off the path of mindless distraction. You can choose to step into the path of vibrant lifelong wonder. Your mind is an extraordinary gift. Treat it with care, feed it well, exercise it daily, and never stop growing. But before we leave today, I want to invite you to take your first step towards building a healthy, active lifestyle. Our journey does not have to end with this audio stopping right here. We have a wonderful community growing online, and we want you to be part of it. Go open your phone right now and search for the Dion Bicycle page on Facebook. That page is our central hub for matching physical health and mental clarity. On the page, we share motivation and tips for our bodies and mindful focus, and simple stories to keep your curiosity alive. It is the perfect place to connect with other people who are choosing to live a life with real purpose. And if you want to contact me directly, you can do it on this page. Please leave me a message and I will come back to you. And while you're visiting the page, why don't you hit that follow button on the page today and never miss an update from Dion Bicycle again. So guys, thank you very much for investing this valuable time in your personal growth and spending it with me today. Until next time, stay curious, stay intentional, and keep balancing your mind. See you next week.